Okay, it's Monday, April 17th. This is a 3 o'clock special meeting for second meeting in the budgetary work by the council and staff. So meeting's called to order. Presentation of revised draft for the full year 23-24 budget. Finance Officer Arlen Copenhaver will do that and review the revisions to the budget during the workshop one held on March 31st, 2023.
Hi.
Seat's up here for you.
Hello, sir.
We got a seat up.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
And then the finalization of the proposed budget. So, Arlen, you got the floor.
I'm going to skip through. I'm just going to go to kind of where we were last time, the last 2 weeks ago. And we'll just kind of go fund by fund and kind of reconcile where we were at the beginning of that last meeting, what changes we made during the course of the meeting, and then also changes that occurred after the meeting. So the three funds that we'll focus on are general fund, water, sewer, and stormwater. So if we move on to the next slide, which is slide six, kind of starting with what shortage we had at the beginning of last budget work session, which was the $142,999. Next lists all the changes that were made as a result of the last meeting and then a couple others that came into play. You can see that the net change in expenditures is an increase of $87,842. I'm just going to flip to the next slide just to show a little busy or whatever, especially when stretched a little bit, but it still just goes and gives the detail of what all those changes were. And I can quickly walk through those if you want. There's not that many, or is everybody good with just kind of taking a look and asking any questions they may have?
I'm just taking a quick look down through the description, see if there's any questions for the staff. For me, I suggest the other Councilman.
So the workers' comp, just to change in the whole rating, right?
It's going
it's through the whole thing. Okay.
And payroll increase, you know, there's multiple factors that we just got a quote the other day. So.
Yep.
I don't see any questions. Gentlemen, you have any on this page?
No.
Go ahead.
Then I'm going to flip back to where we were. So that showed the net change in expenditures increase. Actually increased our overall shortage by $87,842. I then went back and looked at revenue. I increased our sales tax by $61,000 after the League of Municipalities came out with their revenue estimates and some things from the Department of Revenue and the North Carolina Budget Association. So based on all of that, I increased sales tax by $61,000, which is probably still a conservative amount. TDA revenue I increased by $6,235, and that was because of changes to the lifeguard budget and then also to streets and sanitation. There's some things in there related to the oceanfront park. So because of those expense increases, we could increase the TDA revenue. I re-estimated what our sales tax refund will be from next year. That was just a small increase of $500. And then at the direction of council at the last meeting, instructions were to balance the budget using a appropriation of fund balance. Mm-hmm. So that's what that $163,106. That's about 2% of the actual budget amount. So it's in line with what we've done in some other years. The amount might be slightly higher, but that's because our budget's a little bit higher. So,
from the perspective of risk, at about, we generally run at about 96% of the budget. I think I mentioned that before. Is that where we are, Alan?
Yeah, that's typically where we'll end up. So
they're on 96%. Okay, so that risk is what we're taking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So by doing these things at this point in time, that brings us in balance for the general fund. And any questions on that?
No. Nice job.
All right. Under strength and sanitation, I got a question. Engineering fees, that for the
walkways?
For the walkway, that down here at Atlantic Avenue.
Okay. I think at the last meeting, the discussion was to add in that $50,000.
That's right.
Okay.
You're on the bottom.
Yeah, just checking.
And then I did the same thing for the water and sewer fund. The shortage where we were at the last meeting, some changes in regard to expenditures, some minor increases in workers' comp, and then also we got some revised information for our P&L insurance. So, but at this point, what that did, it increased our shortage in that effect at this point. So this fund, we're still going to have to take some kind of action on. Next is the stormwater fund. Going to started out with a shortage of $13,893. We made a significant addition to this, the capital outlay improvements, the $600,000 for the pipe on the Matsu property, mm-hmm. and a small increase for workers' comp. At the last meeting, we talked about using an appropriation of fund balance to balance this. So basically to use fund balance to pay for the capital project, and mm-hmm. that's been the intent with that fund as we built that up. This will significantly reduce that fund. Right now it's around $840,000. Mm-hmm. But again, it'll do as intended. So all those actions result in a balanced budget.
I think that's the right way to use that cash.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
How much do we add to that on an annual basis? Usually, do you know?
How much?
Offhand?
How much do we, I'm sorry.
How much do we add to that balance?
Well, it depends.
Yeah, but do you have a rough. So if we just did maintenance?
If we just did maintenance, we would probably add about $150,000.
I was going to say $200,000. Okay. All right. I just get a sense of how long it takes to build up.
Yeah, we spent a significant amount of it a couple of years ago, so probably to get to where we are right now took approximately 4 years, I think. So.
Yeah, I agree. And there's still an opportunity to have this covered.
Right, that's what we're hoping.
So
we're building the budget like it's not.
Right.
That's right. Right. But Arlen's point is exactly right. We would do a big project in 3 or 4 years to get back up to do another big project.
Yeah, it's necessary.
So any other questions on stormwater? Mm-hmm. So this is just that same summary that we started out with, but just bringing it up to date. So just showing that we still have a shortfall on our budget for water and sewer fund. Water and sewer fund, as we've spoken about many times, isn't the fund that you definitely do not want to do an appropriation of fund balance. It's treated as an enterprise fund, so we have to look at it as its own business. So
are we going to talk about options here later?
They're right here.
Okay. Okay.
So there's two simple options. One is, number one, increase water and sewer rates, or number two, reduce expenses. Right. I mean, I'm not sure we really have much in the way of expense reductions to make. And the other thing we have to be somewhat concerned about is making sure that we continue to add to our reserves for future capital projects. So
last increase was 3 years ago?
Yeah, the last increase was effective July 2020.
And we have absorbed everything since then.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So when you think about this fund, think about this. Jimmy has two major things. He's got to buy chemicals to treat the water, and he's got to have manpower to maintain the system. The rest is pencils and paper clips, basically. You can't cut enough, so we have
no.
we don't have any choice in this matter, but really.
No, I agree. Right. I would say it a little differently, but I agree with you. I think then it's more of the strategy, right? I know the rest of council understands that I've always pushed the strategy to support the fixed income retirees by keeping the monthly minimum the same, and then addressing the people that have 30 people come down to their house by charging for higher usage customers. So to make the gallons after the minimum cost a lot more. Because I firmly believe that we should be taking care of the aquifer, and I believe the only way to do that is to make people pay more the more they use, so they'll at least think about it on the top end. That's why I appreciate, Arlen, that you've broken up in the four ways you did, or the eight ways, sorry, some are just different variations, but because that allows council to look at, okay, what's the impact about what we're doing, right? And so just from my personal perspective, I don't really like 1 and 2 because those are just the monthly minimums. I prefer increases in the tiers. That pyramids, so that makes, if you're using the 10,000th gallon, costs you 4 times as much as the first gallon. And I think for these mini hotels that are packing people in, that at least gets them paying their fair share. Because that extra is a driver for Jimmy having to run extra wells for one, so more cost, like you were talking about. And two, it puts more strain on the aquifer. So
during normal months, like January, we pump about 11 million gallons of water. Mm. In season, we're closer to pumping 18 million gallons of water. And all of that water is guest water.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point.
I mean, so, I mean, I just want to put that background on as we think about this.
So, I mean, do you have a recommended amount to keep us bringing in the measurements of enterprise funds with what you say the budget needs?
There were 16.5 needed, right?
Right.
Well, I think at a bare minimum, 3, and potentially even option 4.
So is that just, so how does that work? Does that hit the first tier as well? So it hits all tiers?
All tiers. It would increase each tier. Because just...
Well, I mean, I'd rather do number 6 then, because it's 4% on the minimum and then 10s on all the rest.
Well,
Am I reading that right?
So when, like, 3 and 4, when I say tier, that does not impact the minimum at all.
Okay, so that's not
the
minimum.
Not the minimum, but every tier after that.
Everybody after the first one.
Right.
So your first 2,000 gallons will change.
So
if you're on a fixed income, but after that, then it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah, and where I put that 4% monthly, that's like a 50 cent increase, I think.
Yeah, no. I'm fine with your 3 and 4 then.
I would almost opt for 4. I mean, not that I want to pay more for my water and sewer either, but I think the fact
you're
that we have
that much water, I bet you're middle of the hour.
I try.
I've got too many college students. I'm not a middle guy, but
We've gone, you know, 3 years without any type of increase, and you know, we do want to continue where we can to build some reserves. I mean, the treasurer's office is, you know, looking at this information all the time in regard to
what does number 4 add to the bill? Over 2,000.
Yeah, do you have a breakdown what the rates would do? I didn't see it in your PowerPoint, but I think you might have sent it to us. I'm looking to see if you.
Yeah, I don't know if I sent you. I have multiple sheets here. So a 20%. I kind of calculate it different because I'm doing the thing by who's, you know, the number of accounts that are in what categories
or
whatever.
The impacts, right?
So I don't necessarily have exactly what you're asking for, I guess. But
could you take a swing at it?
Yeah. So just for water and sewer, if somebody used 4,000 gallons, let's say.
Which is pretty typical.
Let me go somewhere higher. Let me go 15,000 gallons.
You're going to have to do 20%. Oh, I guess you did flat across the tier, so you could do a flat.
But right.
So that'd be 230 and 20. It'd go from 276 to about 335.
Well, we'll subtract out like the first.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Okay.
I think I did that. I just did it in my head, but it's going to be from 276 to 335. How close am I?
Right.
How close am I?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay, I'm just saying.
So you're saying 335 a month?
If you use 15,000 gallons of water.
Well, that's a lot of water.
Yeah, that's my point, right?
That's a lot of water.
And if you were in Carolina Beach and did 15,000 gallons of water, because Arlen got this, you did only pay $264. If you're in Rice Beach, you pay $155. If you're on Cape Fear Public Utility, you pay $171. So we're charged more, but those guys are not
They're not taking care of their minimum customers because their minimum customers pay more and have more flat rate.
Yeah, I probably should have put this in there. I think I'd sent it to you.
We saw that in the first package.
Right, and I sent it out after the last meeting.
Yes. The small, the people with low water rates pay less than anybody.
Right.
And as you get to the high rates, they pay more than anybody.
Yeah, and this shows that, yeah, I mean, we're out of everybody, all the providers in New Hanover County at the lower rates, we're definitely have the least expensive water and sewer.
Yeah, but...
So, well, and that's what I think some of our citizens understand, but most do not, that's been a strategy. I've driven you guys that strategy. I appreciate you agreeing with me, but really it is the fixed income people in town that strategy takes care of.
I mean, so people who use under 6,000 are going to see like a buck increase?
That use under how much?
About 6,000. Yeah, 20% of $20. 4,000 will see like $3 a month.
Yeah, it's not a significant amount because when the minimum stays the same, I mean, then again, it's only that incremental piece that increases.
That's right, so. It's incremental piece. Okay. Okay, how about views from the other commissioners? I think we know where David stands. I've asked questions. I know where I stand.
I'm like number four, because I think we need to be building our fund balance. And I'd rather raise it. We haven't raised it in 4 years. We're not doing a garbage increase. We're not doing a stormwater increase. In those other years, we've made increases in those things. So I would prefer number four.
And no real estate tax increase.
And we don't have any tax increase. I think 2% tier increase is not that. And they can pass out loans if they're renting this property as a vacation property rental. They can share this cost with their...
Okay, we got two number fours. Is there another number four? Okay, we can stop discussing if it's number four.
You need something for us, but that's it for the budget, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just that direction on, you know, what actually we'll take a balance out.
There's three number fours.
Yeah.
I'm four.
So we have
fours,
consensus.
And Dennis, he's five number fours.
So
I think that's the best shot for our citizens. It protects them in this fund, and it doesn't cost them a lot of money. And if they don't use a lot of water, they will hardly even see it.
Let me go back and ask one question. Our shortfall is going to be 16,000.
Correct.
Right. Yes.
And this generates, number four generates 244,000.
Correct. But the one thing it doesn't factor in is like depreciation of capital assets because that's not part of the kind of like a cash basis budget. Okay. But we need to factor that in because we're using up capital assets. But not having a way to replenish them.
Right. So on the enterprise fund,
I'm just looking at how we're going to communicate.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you look at that discrepancy, they're saying why. Are
so
you
I think if the best place, which probably isn't in here, but if you go to the first budget where he talked about the 5-year forecast out of what happens on an enterprise fund, that's without depreciation. So when you add that in, it happens faster. And so that's what Arlen's trying to do. I think the communication. Realistically is whichever one, whether it's Craig or Arlen that writes the budget message that goes with this, I think you do, right? When you talk about the only increase is this, you should explain council's intent is still to protect the fixed income of full-time resident and put the burden on the high users, which is what I think our citizens want us to do, at least in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And then if anyone ever asked me, I would also put on the concern of the aquifer that we're trying to pass on to multiple other communities that you guys should really not be encouraging wasting water. Mm-hmm. And low rates do that. They do. Money's the only way people change. I'm saying.
Okay.
And it's not that difficult to conserve.
No. No.
Okay.
Okay, Arlen. You got what you need?
So I really have nothing else unless anybody has any questions or wants to revisit anything we talked about. There's other information in this packet, some of the same things just updated, if anybody has a question about anything. But this gives me the information I need to put together, you know, a balanced budget proposal.
We've covered what the staff has asked for. We've used minimal fund balance to do that. We expect not even to require the fund balance, and the only increase is going to be in the water and sewer fund. I think that's a pretty good budget, actually. And we've covered, have we covered Public Works building?
No.
That is not, no. That's not addressed here.
That's the next thing I have on the agenda.
Yeah, okay. I mean, we'll have a capital project fund for that, so we'll treat that differently. We did talk about the last meeting, some American Rescue Plan funds that we will direct that way, but we'll still have to come up with some additional funding for that building. So
again, let's hope the state jumps on that.
We have multiple options that we don't know yet. I think at this time in the budget we're in the right place.
Right. And you're right, Arlen. We would borrow the Delta money if we had to, and then. Yeah. From the budget perspective, it would be
so off.
I mean, right now we have a $250,000 grant that we got last year, and then we'll have about $346,000 of American Rescue Plan money also. So we would just need the balance from hopefully that we get from the state.
Okay.
And then, all right.
So I've got the floor plan for that next.
Okay. So we finished with the budget, gentlemen?
Okay, great.
Staff got everything they requested, so I'm sure they're all delighted.
Great job.
It's all necessary, right? But, okay. Thank you, Arlen. Good job all around. In general, the budget went up, what percent would you say?
Well, it actually went down, and that's only, but that's because of the this current year we have a significant amount of capital expenditure. So, I think operating costs, I had that here somewhere. I think went up about 6%, 6.5%.
I was going to say 4, but let's see.
Okay. Thank you again, Kevin.
Okay.
Can we put up the, let's talk about the Public Works building. Can y'all put that up on the screen?
One
make it as big as possible.
That's
kind of hard to see.
I know.
It's in your agenda packet, guys. The team, basically David, myself, Jimmy, Mandy, and John Batson have met with the architect a couple of times, talked about what our needs were. This is what came back to us. It's substantially larger than we thought it would be, but when you have to put in for ADA stuff and walls and roofs and everything, just grew. So this is a floor plan. If you look at the bottom left of the screen, the three blocks, those are the office building for Jimmy and his two top staff people. The next room is like a copy room on the bottom of the page. The next room is a break room with a full kitchen in it. And coming on up is where Robin would be on the corner and a copy room or, place for copy machines. If you come over to the top on the right side is the training room or bunk room. If guys have to bunk over during storm events or anything like that. And it's a place for his staff to have training. And then when you come across the building, you got a men's and women's locker room. We feel like we got to plan for the future and have space for potentially have women employees. We know it's going to happen one day. So hopefully sooner than later. And then the last room on the top left is the washer cleanup room with the washer dryer. And at the very back would be their IT electrical room, etc. So H Avenue is at the bottom of the screen where, and we'll, Beth, can you go to the other picture now? You may have to increase it. This shows the parking. Yes, so yeah, I don't know. It came in kind of small. I hope y'all can see it. And you'll see the building sitting there basically at the same place, but the plan is we use just about every bit of the space on this lot. You see there's a lot of impervious concrete like what we have, pervious concrete like what we have over at Town Hall. But the entrance, Joe, you're going to get the pretty side of the building with the nice entrance, and it's going to match Town Hall. And then the employees have a place to park, walk down a sidewalk on the west side of the building, go into the entry point, check in, and then come back out, come back across the street and get in their vehicles and go out to work on their desk. So, David, you or Jimmy have anything you want?
No, I think it was a good process. I think we talked about, okay, this building is a little bigger than we had initially planned, but the American Rescue money helps us, and we should make it for 25 years. And if we do that, it does drive what the architects pushed us into, right? So having a female locker room, right now we only have one female employee, and she's an Avenue person, but you can't plan a building for 25 years like that with the way the world is going, so we can't do that, right? I mean, we're Curie Beach, we got to meet all the requirements. And then Jimmy's team talked a lot about where stuff is, so by allowing the employees to come in from the back and go right over across to where the work area is, they can keep the building cleaner because their washroom is the very back when they come in, so if they have stuff to put in the wash, and then their locker room is the very next door. So we swapped the locker rooms. The architect had them in the middle, the men's locker room further into the building, we swapped them. So it's the very first opportunity for those team members to go in, change, and then keep the building in the front nice, which is what we want to do. And then the training area is modeled pretty much on the fire department's area, so we walked them around with that. And that's worked really well during the last hurricane lock-in. You close that area off and put bunks in there, and then the people that are staying through the hurricane and then working days and nights can be somewhere where it's quiet. They're not interrupted, so it's a good space. It also gives Jimmy a big space for training of the entire team. As the town builds out and more requirements come, we would expect the public works to grow by 3 or 4 people in the next 20 years, maybe as many as 5. This gives him a place where the entire team can come in and train or meet. And then if they're all doing lunch together, the staff area is pretty small, but they could go into that room and then eat in there as well as a group. So it's a pretty good design, I got to say, and good feedback from the team members. I don't know, Jimmy, if you had anything else to add.
What is the size of the building now?
Right at 5,000 square feet.
Yeah, it's like 4,300
square feet. 4,300 square feet, okay. That's smaller than our beachfronts.
I have a dumb question.
Yes, sir.
Is the renovated current building within this footprint?
No. The renovations will take place
across the street.
Across the street. And that'll be a separate. And that's basically tearing out a couple walls and putting up a few garage doors. I know it's more complicated than that, but we're basically going to take Jimmy's, where Jimmy's office is now, that used to be a bay, and turn it back into a bay.
Right. Yeah. We have no plans to use the land on the other side of that building. That's going to stay open.
Okay.
Just towards, right?
Yeah, on the other side of this building.
Yeah,
to the south.
So that'll stay as it is. Mm-hmm. All right. More future.
Is there a generator in this building?
Yes, sir. If you see
that oval thing in the middle?
Top left. Yes.
Probably better on the architectural drawing. You actually everything is in that, in the center to the left, if you see those two squares outside the building, that's the HVAC and the generator. So there's three HVAC units.
And it'll have a wall.
And it'll be screened.
It'll be screened.
It'll have a screen that matches the building.
Obviously, the women's locker room, it looks like the men's locker room, I suppose. And until there's women, the men can use that side of the building as well, I assume.
Yeah, well.
It'll be a restroom for Robin to front too.
Yeah. I think I'll let Jimmy manage his team, right? Yeah. I'm sure the team will use it efficiently, but it is a bit smaller, so I think it has five lockers and the other area has 15 or something like that, maybe less than 15.
Okay.
Can't count them all, but it's enough that if they went to a third of their team members, they'd still be fine.
Okay.
And that's sort of how we gauged it with the architects.
Jim brings up a good point. We do have another phase to this project that is doing some renovations on the old building, and that'll be the last part of it, and that'll come. We're getting this footprint down so we can get started on construction plans.
And that's architect's going to do that as well.
Yeah, he's going to do that, yeah.
There was some discussion of a half story or a second story.
Yeah, but we didn't go that. We just didn't go that.
With the price, we eliminated it.
Yeah.
Just so this has to be built to, I can't remember what the standard is for public service buildings, right? So this is an emergency building, same as the fire department. And if you start going up, it gets more expensive.
Yeah.
And then because it's an admin building versus a fire department, if you do second floor, even if you say it's storage, it almost pushes you in the elevator.
Yeah.
And that just drives up. Elevators are crazy expensive, right? In space and money. So, especially an ADA elevator compliant, not just a regular elevator.
We don't need, there's no action. Just wanted this to be an update. The budget is about $1.6 million at this point. And that counts the rehab. We think that will do the rehab also, but we'll get better numbers as we go, and that's what basically we've asked for from the state also.
What are the next steps?
They're going to bore. I saw there's locators over there today.
Yeah.
They didn't do soil borings.
No, not yet.
They're going to do the soil borings on that other on that other drawing had some X's in it. That's where they're going to come in and do some test bores. We'll get that information back from the environmental testers. That'll go to civil engineer, and they'll start developing footings and that stuff, construction documents.
What was that before, David? Was that a warehouse?
Yeah, you're talking about the concrete?
Yeah, where we have all that.
It was a warehouse. Yeah,
it was a warehouse.
It was the Wren family's warehouse. It's been gone for, I don't know, 20 years, probably more than that.
But that was just there's nothing ever been built on the other part of it.
Mm-hmm. Not in the front, not around.
No, I'm pretty sure it was a warehouse. It was just parking, as far as I remember. I mean, when they go in there, they might find something out. I don't remember anything ever being there. I remember the warehouse. I think it was just parking, as far as I remember.
Yeah, they'll do some borings, and depending on what they find, then the civil engineer will start on the site plans with the foundations.
Now, I'm trying to remember, did we contract with the civil engineer yet? I know we did the architect.
Yes, that's all in. That's all. Everything other than the architecture is under Drew's contract as far as environmental testing, surveys, and this civil engineer. It's all under our contract with Drew Brown.
Drew hires those experts.
Drew hires them.
You have concerns yet?
No, I'm just trying to think it out procurement-wise.
Okay.
Is there a projected start date? Groundbreaking?
No, we haven't got that far. We'd like to wait and see what we hear from the state.
We need to pick a builder.
Well, we'll have to bid that.
They'll pick us. All right, well, that's a good update on where we stand on that. It's all been paid for by the state so far.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, anything else I get from the, you know, the sheriff, we'll just share it in email to everybody.
You have to report how you use that money, don't you, Arlen?
Yeah.
Which money?
Everything. All of it, okay.
No matter what we get, yeah. There's different reporting for every one of them.
But that's that $250,000 we got from the...
Right. I have to report that every quarter. Every quarter. So far, it's been that we haven't spent it. We just...
We have now started spending it. Right.
Okay. All right. Any other questions here? No? All right. Let's see. Calendar, right? Scheduled date for the budget hearing. So we're going to need a motion for the date. Jim, do you have any questions on this? Or do you have any statements on this? Okay. So, ideas on the budget hearing. You want to do it before the next meeting? We have to do it by the end of the month, right?
We got till the end of June.
Back at the retreat, I put out a proposed date, which it has to fall within a certain time after the budget's presented, which will be at the May council meeting. So okay. I think at that point it was projecting June 5th. It's a Monday. But it could be, that's probably about the earliest it could be, is probably, I think, right?
Yeah, I need 25 days, so.
I mean, can it be at the council meeting for June on the 19th?
Normally.
Well, I know some towns do that, I guess, but I think we tried to go away from that quite a few years ago in case there's public input.
Yeah, actually, we went away on our first budget.
All right, so the 5th?
Because it failed.
So you have to present the budget at the May
council
requirement, at the May council.
Yeah, correct.
And then we have to have a public hearing within so many days of that.
Well, I think whatever the, I'm not sure what the timeline.
I just need 25 days from whenever we pull the
that budget meeting.
The May meeting to the budget meeting. I need 25 business days, 25 days to schedule it.
Is it a problem to do it before the next?
So I wouldn't want to go before June 5th.
So we will adopt the budget on the 19th of June?
Correct.
Yes.
So we need to have a public hearing sometime before then. Mm-hmm.
The 5th? Why don't we follow the calendar, right? You said the 5th, right?
Yeah, that was my guess. That fit within all the time requirements. But.
Yep.
I'll be out of town that day.
Well, the hearing's for public comments, right?
Correct.
So no actions on
that? Yeah, there'll be no action.
6 o'clock? Is that what y'all do?
Yes, I only knew it earlier.
So John's out of here that day. What about the rest?
I'll be here. If you guys say the 5th.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
For now.
Can we make it earlier so staff doesn't have to sit around?
We'll have to reschedule a committee meeting that afternoon.
What time's the committee meeting?
3.
Why don't we do it at 5 then?
That's fine. Your
committee meeting will be done, right?
I'm fine with 5 o'clock.
Yeah. And we don't have to reschedule it, right? I think it'll be short.
Okay. Be sure.
I make a motion we make the public hearing June 5th at 5 p.m. at Town Hall?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All the council in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, it is June 5th at 5 o'clock.
Cool. What else there?
That's it?
Six.
Okay, let me head back to this, and I guess, do we have a requirement for any closed session? I don't think so.
No.
Not until the council.
It's not here, but it's just this
spot. It's always there in case you need it.
Okay, in case. All right, then I will accept the motion to close.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we're adjourned.
Are we back?
No, thank you.
Yeah, we're going to go back here.